Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. You know we like to check in with Team Gothamist every week. And recently we've been doing kind of a spin-off segment with Gothamist art and culture editor Ben Yakis. We're still workshopping the name, but right now we're going with Yakin' with Yakis. I didn't know if you know about that, Ben.
I know now.
Oh, there you go. Well, as I said, workshopping, work in progress. So Ben's joining us from his home office, and he's going to fill us in on some of the streaming performances that are happening online and the way the music industry has been reacting to what's been going on. How are the shutdowns across the country affecting album sales and the way musicians are getting their music out, Ben?
Yeah, so this is a really tough time for so many industries, including the music industry. And obviously, tours and promotional schedules, many of which were planned out months or even a year in advance, have been canceled across the board. Record stores are hurting badly. Surprisingly, streaming is also down as well. For the last 2 weeks in March, streams were down about 8%, which is very surprising considering the fact so many people are home right now. So for a lot of musicians, especially indie, classical, smaller musicians, it is a very tough time right now to figure out what to do, particularly if you have an album coming out and you were banking on the fact that the tour was going to make you money and, you know, make sure that you had some income coming in. So we've seen some bigger artists like Lady Gaga and Haim, they've already postponed their spring releases until late summer or the fall, and people who are not doing that are kind of stuck where the promotional machine is not really working in their favor right now.
There are some artists, though, the upside of it, we'll look at the bleak side, and then some of the upside of it is there's some amazing performances being put up online. I know you were really excited about one from Neil Young.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's been just amazing things happening in this area where musicians are getting a lot more intimate. They're inviting people into their homes, into their lives. And Neil Young, I think, is one of my particular favorites. He's out in Telluride, Colorado right now. And while a lot of musicians are doing cover-filled sets, Neil Young is diving into his back catalog and performing rare tracks that he's never performed live before, some of which he's never released before, and it is absolutely incredible. And it's streaming on his website in high definition, and it's video, so you get to see him play guitar and piano as well as listen to everything.
Let's take a listen to a bit from Neil Young.
I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I could go working for.
Still, so you should check that out online because it's very cool. Like, it's so beautifully produced. I mean, some of the stuff has been really lo-fi, but that one's actually really gorgeous. Another one, Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie, for 2 weeks did daily live streams, and we have a clip from one of the covers he did. Can you set this one up?
Yeah, so Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie has been doing just some of the most fun live streams. He's been doing them pretty regularly, and he'll throw in covers of all of his favorite artists from the 80s, like The Cure and Morrissey and The Magnetic Field, Hall & Oates, Neil Young. And on the one he did recently, he did R.E.M. He did the song called Half a World Away, a beautiful song from Out of Time.
Let's listen.
This could be the saddest stuff I've ever seen. Turn to a miracle. Highlight. My mind is racing.
Such a beautiful song. So, Ben, Billboard is doing something called Billboard Live at Home Sessions. What are those?
Mm-hmm. So all this week, and I think they're going to continue doing this in the future, they have been having mini concerts with artists, people like Jewel and Cold War Kids and Alec Benjamin. And each artist has picked a nonprofit partner of choice, And they then raise money for the nonprofits by doing these shows. So if you go to Billboard's website, they have a schedule of all the sessions for this week, and I'm sure over the weekend they'll put up the schedule for next week, and they have two or three different performers every day. So there's a lot of chances to be able to tune in and watch some of this stuff live.
Our friend Chris Thiele from Live From Here, where's here? Where is it coming from now?
So what we're seeing with so many of these things are these shows that are used to having live music, that are used to having regular performances, they're all adapting very quickly to the at-home functionality of the Internet. So what Live From Here is doing is essentially they are having people film themselves and then send it into them. And, again, there's a lot of covers happening. Chris Thiele, I believe, is staying at his brother and sister-in-law's place, so he performed at one point from a closet in their home. So it's very intimate. This really is a special time to sort of see what it's like for the inside the homes of these musicians that we love.
One of the toughest things that's been happening, obviously, across the country is so many lives being touched by people who have been lost in the music industry. Seen quite a few losses in the past couple of days, right, Ben?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've had, just in this week alone, we've had three really big ones. Today it was announced that Ellis Marsalis, who is a very famous New Orleans pianist and the patriarch of a family of great jazz musicians, he died of complications from coronavirus. He was 85. Yesterday we learned that Adam Schlesinger, the co-founder of the band Fountains of Wayne, died at 52. And Adam was not just known for that band, but he had his hand in movies and television and Broadway, and he actually had been nominated for Grammys, Tonys, Oscars, and Emmys for his work on shows like My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And he did the theme song for That Thing You Do, the Tom Hanks movie.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a very incredible, wide-ranging career. And then also Alan Merrill is a musician and songwriter who wrote the song I Love Rock and Roll. He also died over the weekend at actually Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. So, yeah, we've had a lot of really sad stuff happening. We know that John Prime, the musician,
mm-hmm.
he has been very sick for the last week or so. He, as far as we know, he's stable at the moment, but he is an older man, so he is, you know, at most at risk for the complications from the virus.
And there are ways that music can make you happy. If you haven't dropped into one of DJ D-Nice's home dance parties, Ben, they're pretty incredible.
Club Quarantine, that's where
Club
you want to be.
Club Quarantine. You might run into Joe Biden. Apparently he dropped by. That's a thought. We'll just leave you with that thought. Ben Yak is Gothamist Culture Editor. Ben, thanks for the roundup. We appreciate it.
Thank you.